PwC and the World Bank released their joint work, the Annual Paying Taxes Report for 2018. Their key finding was that the global average results for the compliance burden for business taxation was almost unchanged in terms of time to comply, number of payments, total tax contribution and post-filing compliance. They look at 190 different countries, and South Africa performs quite well, currently ranked 46th by the report. To take us through some of the findings and what more can be done to ensure more efficient tax administration systems, I'm joined on the line by Kyle Mandy, tax policy leader for PwC South Africa. Thanks very much for joining us, Kyle. Just take us through the four variables the paying taxes report focuses on.
Yeah, okay. Good evening, Montu and Graham. Good evening to your listeners. Yes, there are four indicators that are used in the paying taxes survey. The first one relates to total tax and the contribution rate. So it effectively measures the tax burden that's placed on companies, both in South Africa and around the world. The second one is time to comply. So that essentially measures the time it takes to file a number of tax returns in the form of income tax, VAT, and payroll-based taxes. The third one is looks at the number of tax payments that need to be made. And the final one is what we term the post-filing index, which looks at the compliance burden associated with resolving queries around VAT refunds and audits around VAT refunds, as well as corporate tax audits.
Okay, we'll come back to that in a moment. So your report suggests that investment in tax software and the more digital side of the process is helping to aid in better tax compliance. Just elaborate on that.
Yeah, this has been a trend that that has been going on globally over the last decade or so. So certainly what we've seen over those last 10 years or so is increased use of both electronic payments of taxes as well as electronic filing of taxes, which has significantly reduced the time it takes to comply insofar as the filing and payment of taxes is concerned. And I guess that in many respects, that is self-explanatory, that that would be the case.
Mm.
If you compare that to the situation where we otherwise have to perhaps be going to a tax authority to actually manually submit a tax return and manually pay your taxes.
Yeah. It's interesting to see that despite South Africa's recent challenges at SARS, we seem to be faring quite well in performance relative to developed jurisdictions, while we seem to be streets ahead of our African counterparts, for example. I see that we're able to process VAT returns faster than the global average. And I suppose, like you've just said, this is all due to us having embraced technology.
100%. So a lot of these reforms in the South African context took place a number of years ago. If you think about our country, it's called offhand, but probably going back to the late 2000s, 2007, 2008, that's when we really started introducing things like electronic payment and electronic filing of tax returns. So that was a reform that SARS undertook a while ago, which to a large extent has stood us in good stead insofar as our ranking is concerned. The danger, of course, is that other countries are now catching up, and South Africa then would slowly start to slip down those rankings unless we do something more as well.
Mm. One of the areas the report looks at, you touched on it, post-filing compliance. So just in more detail, speak to that and how do we fare there, and how do audits complicate matters in this regard?
Okay. There are two elements to that. So let me address the first one firstly, and that is around VAT refunds. So let me be looking at a situation where a company that doesn't normally go into a VAT refund position suddenly goes into a VAT refund position. This is because they've acquired a capital asset on which they've been entitled to claim the VAT back. So in the South African context, what that would ordinarily do in a scenario such as the one at hand is it would lead to a verification audit that would take place. That would in turn delay the VAT refund. So what this is looking at is two things, essentially. How long does it take to actually complete that verification or audit process? And then how long does it take then to actually get the VAT refund paid out at the end of the day?
Mm.
So that's obviously been a controversial issue. If you think about that over the last two or three years or so, it is something where South Africa's performance has improved slightly over the last year, insofar as it's concerned. There's still, of course, is room for improvement on that aspect.
So just, okay, carry on.
Yeah, I was going to say, the second element of the post-filing index is a situation then where the company actually files a corrected tax return, which results in more tax being a fairly significant increase in taxes actually being paid as a result, which then in itself would lead into an audit process in a South African context. And then what we're measuring there is how long essentially does it take to actually complete that audit process.
Mm. In terms of skills at the various tax administrations, what sort of new skills are needed, and is capacity a real issue in some of these jurisdictions that you're looking at?
Certainly. So the major concern around skills is around the knowledge of the tax law itself. So in the South African context, that would be, for example, knowledge around how the income tax legislation works and the detail of that, all of that legislation and how that actually works, as well as knowledge around administration itself and in terms of both the laws and the system. And where there's a lack of knowledge or capacity within a tax authority, that can itself result in delays, frustrations on the part of taxpayers, etc., etc. So it's a crucial element of any tax system.
Mm. You know, earlier you talked about South Africa, doing quite well, but runs the danger of, falling off if they don't focus on investment. But we know that in the midterm budget, some funds were allocated specifically to SARS, in order to address some of the challenges that it's had, try and bring back those technically skilled people who ended up leaving the revenue service and so on. How important is that funding going to be? And do you think it augurs well for us, still maintaining a decent position in the world order?
No, certainly, yes. So certainly the investment in skills is crucial, but on top of that, and just as importantly, is the investment in technology, where we've also seen indications that faster systems have not been maintained to the extent that they should have been maintained over the last few years, and there's significant investment required in terms of technology as well. So that is just as crucial. So both of those elements are very important.
Mm. When we look at the rest of the African continent, obviously we are streets ahead of them, according to your report. But how expensive is it, relative to countries' GDPs and so on, for governments to invest in that IT infrastructure? And also, with many of the African countries, in many instances, they don't even have the necessary tax base to actually, to get things going. So what are some of the challenges they face?
No, absolutely. Funding for it is a problem. But the payback, insofar as that investment is concerned, is large, to say the least, and so on. So by making it easier for taxpayers to comply, you're going to number one, you're going to reduce the cost it takes from an administrative point of view in terms of collecting taxes. And secondly, you're likely to also improve the level of tax compliance by making it easier to comply as well. So it's an investment that to a large extent pays for itself, but you do need the upfront funds in order to make that investment as well.
Mm. And just one last thing, I find it very interesting that despite our challenges as South Africa, we have still managed to beat developed jurisdictions. What does that speak to?
Well, I think that speaks to the tax authority that we've actually had over the last 20 years or so. A very strong tax authority which invested heavily insofar as skills and technology was concerned in the last 20 years. Of course, there's been a slight slippage insofar as that's concerned over the last few years, but it's really a case of that investment that was made in the early 2000s.
Mm. And my very final question, are you confident about the future of SARS henceforth?
Yes, I am. I think they know what needs to be done, and they've got the right people in place to implement that. It's more a case of them reinvesting in these skills and in the technology. But I'm confident that SARS will be returned to to the level it was at, and hopefully we'll even go beyond that. But it is going to take time. It's not going to be a case of that it will return to those sort of levels in the next year or even 2 years. It's going to take 3, 4, 5 years to get there.
Okay. No, thanks very much, Carl, for your insights. That was Carl Mandy. He's tax policy leader for PwC South Africa.